Harper Audio presents The Real Romney by Michael Cranish and Scott Hellman. Read by Dan Warren. Prologue. When he finally enters the auditorium, they jump to their feet, the murmur crescendoing to a spirited ovation. Through a gauntlet of whoops, whistles, fist pumps, and camera flashes, he emerges, microphone in hand, his charcoal hair speckled with gray, wearing an easy smile as the warm reception washes over him. "Let's go, Mitt!" someone screams. He mildly protests the adulation, imploring everyone to sit down, to please sit down. On this balmy autumn day in New Hampshire, in a campaign being fought very much on his turf, Willard Mitt Romney is confident, serenely so. He's an old hand at this now. He's ditched the stiff suits for cuffed khakis, scrapped the elaborate stagecraft for a minimalist presentation. Just a guy holding court at a modest town hall meeting, ready for anything from voters who feel entitled to this ritual of political intimacy. He opens with a patriotic riff, promising a campaign of American greatness. He wants everyone to know Mitt Romney loves America, and he believes in its people. It is a simple Reagan-esque anthem, served up to a Republican audience hungry for a credible, electable leader who will deny President Barack Obama a second term. Romney's whole demeanor.